Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3.
A busy week for the markets means also a bit of action, actually, in the Forex space. The week ahead, at least, is going to be one that is chock full with central bank decisions, none perhaps bigger than the Federal Reserve. But of course, we also have to take note of all the movements in the week that was with regards to Forex markets. To help us do that today on Forex Fridays, we're joined once again by Mr. Han Tan, the chief market analyst for Exidity, and he joins us today from Abu Dhabi. But he, of course, has been keeping tabs of what's been going on in the broader Asia FX space and also what's been going on among the world's largest currencies. Han, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these times. And welcome back to the show, sir. Happy Friday and hope you're enjoying Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, yes. Abu Dhabi has been rather kind to me so far. So thanks for having me back on the program.
Let me start off by looking ahead and the big event, of course, next week among those that slew of central bank decisions is that of the U.S. Federal Reserve. How is the Fed's upcoming decision informing your outlook now on the dollar index, which seems to have taken a bit of a breather the last few days after seeing a bit of that strength that we took note of last month?
Yeah, so if you consider the policy bias for the Fed, not just next week, but also through year end, right? Overall, we do find ourselves in a supportive environment for the dollar index. So if we look at the charts, I'm talking about that 92 support level. It's done its job so far this quarter, and I expect it to continue doing so over the coming months. So again, the idea is that as the Fed moves closer to tapering by year end, and as the U.S. economy, especially the jobs market, continues to make up for the jobs loss since the pandemic. And then after that, if you look further out, the rate hike would eventually follow. So if you adhere to that timeline, you do find plenty of cause for that supportive dollar environment, right? So even if you look at the Fed funds futures, they have raised a bet for a December 2022 hike to back above 80%. So I think overall, unless we see a dovish U-turn by the Fed, and as long as the U.S. economy still points to that recovery, albeit at a moderating pace, as long as that whole narrative is intact, I still think that this is an environment where the greenback should have enough support.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned these rate hike projections. Do you think that's still the most important thing, actually, when deciphering the relationship of the dollar index versus and the Fed's next moves? Is it going to be rate hikes over tapering, really, that's going to be the bigger determinant of how much the dollar can flex?
Yeah, so I think, like I've mentioned before, you know, if you look at the G10 space, the primary driver still remains the where these central banks are at in their respective paths toward normalizing policy settings, right? And so you see it play out in cable, in euro dollar, right, and even the dollar index itself. So, for example, if you look at how far along the BOE is with markets trying to price in March of next year, a rate hike by March, right? So then no surprise that you've got the pound that's leading the way in terms of how G10 currencies have performed against the dollar. So yes, I think that policy outlook remains the key driver for G10 currencies. And also because if you look at not just FX markets, but broader markets as a whole, there are concerns over the Delta variant and the downside risks it poses. But I think that has waned in relation to the policy risks out of these central banks. Mm.
And you brought up the Bank of England there. And of course, some might argue that the Bank of England or British monetary policymakers might be under more pressure actually to tweak their policy settings. Do you think that they actually might decide to tighten policy or hike rates sooner than the Fed?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, if you look at the futures market, previously it was about a greater than even chance for May. Now after that higher than expected inflation data that we got just a couple of days ago, it's been brought forward to March 2022, right? And I think looking forward, if we are adhering to this data-dependent outlook, I think the October employment data, I think that will be key. Not just in terms of informing the markets, but also informing the BOE as well. I think that's what policymakers want to look out for, because we know that the furlough scheme is set to end by this month. So also what is the drop-off effect for the jobs data over the coming months. I think that would be a key barometer for what the or for the timing of the BOE's next move, right? Mm-hmm. So I think overall, you know, even if you look at it from a technical perspective, even though cable formed the death cross recently, I think the pound still has enough fundamental support to keep, you know, its title as the best performing G10 currency so far this year, or for the year indeed. But of course, we have to wait and see, not just next week, but as we get closer to that November meeting, we'll see where the BOE is in relation to the Fed when it comes to normalizing their respective policies.
Indeed. Now, let's shift our attention from the G10 space to that of China, because the other big market mover, arguably, over the last couple of days was that disappointing set of macro data from China, and perhaps none more so than retail sales only growing by 2.5%, sorely missing those consensus estimates from economists who cover the mainland economy. The renminbi, though, or the yuan, has taken strength in recent days, and also noted that the yuan has gotten a lot of demand from Hong Kong buyers. How do we make sense now of the Chinese yuan, given signs of a softening macroeconomic outlook and perhaps more policy support? But then you also have, again, higher demand, at least for the yuan, especially coming from Hong Kong. How are you reading things right now for the yuan, Han?
Yeah, it's great that you outlined those push and pull factors, right? I think the simple answer I can give you is I think it should remain supported above 6.4. Because, yeah, from a fundamental perspective, as you pointed out, yes, you have moderating growth, as we saw in the figures this week. But I think markets are cognizant that the negative impact from the lockdowns of late, those are nowhere near as significant as what we saw in 2020. Right. And then keep in mind also the yuan is buffered by the robust, shall we call it, the robust external trade figures that we got last week, I believe. Now, granted, we could see some of those upward pressures being eased, especially as that southbound bond connect that was announced, you know, as that kicks off, I think, a week from today. Although I don't think overall that's going to have a major impact on the yuan. So really, overall, no surprise that the yuan still has the year-to-date and also month-to-date gains against the dollar. And really, it's something that not many Asian currencies can lay claim to, especially given what we have just discussed earlier, now that we find ourselves in this stronger or this supported dollar environment.
All right. We're speaking to Han Tan, the chief market analyst for Xfinity here on Forex Fridays. And Han, I know that you might be in Abu Dhabi at the moment, but I know your heart has not left Southeast Asia, at least not yet. Economies are preparing to reopen across the region, if I'm sure you've noticed before you left. But there's still a lot of COVID-19 uncertainty across the ASEAN. What type of FX risks are you seeing factoring into these reopenings and the COVID-19 uncertainties? And how do you think might this influence the broader FX space in our region?
Yeah, now, although I mentioned that overall on a global stage, and more so if you looked at developed world markets, you do know that the concerns over the Delta variant are not as prominent, right? So they've taken a backseat. I think, however, for ASEAN in particular, I think those concerns are still keenly felt. And that's why, no surprise that the ASEAN FX pairs are actually dominating the bottom half of the list of Asian currencies and how the region has performed against the US dollar so far this year, right? Now, on one hand, you could argue that, you know, you have this period of underperformance, and that with a kind of base effect, it could set it up for a rebound or a roaring rebound as these economies reopen. But personally, I wouldn't get too excited about such prospects. I mean, but firstly, you know, keep in mind we still have the Fed's tapering to contend with, and that is a significant headwind traditionally for ASEAN currencies. And secondly, we know from the experiences of these major economies, we look at the trajectory that China had, and it's playing out now, even in the US and the UK, that these recoveries aren't just a straight line up. Right, they're mm-hmm. bound to be bumps along the way, right? So if you extrapolate the consequences from, say, a moderating Chinese economy, that's also going to be a headwind for ASEAN, given the region's reliance on China, right? So I think overall, I personally still hold a what I like to call a healthy dose of caution. I think it's still appropriate when considering the prospects for ASEAN currencies.
And just very quickly, Han, I want to zero in on one currency, and it might be argued that no one perhaps stands more to gain from a broader reopening than the Thai baht, given how important tourism is in that country. We've seen the baht, though, still take a bit of a beating in the last couple of days. What's your read on this very externally reliant currency in Southeast Asia?
Yeah, and I think the same as what I said earlier, I think applies for the Thai baht. Now, of course, you can say that the weaker baht is set to be a boon for any foreign tourists who are out there scouring or Googling for potential vacation destinations. Mm-hmm. Right? But at the same time, keep in mind, it's not like just because they reopen next month, it doesn't mean that foreign tourists will come thronging back like they did during pre-pandemic times. Right. So again, I think that recovery has, or rather in Thailand's case, that reopening would take time, and I think more so when it comes to the baht's recovery, I think there has to be more drivers, if indeed policymakers intend for a significant recovery in the baht.
Han Tan, Chief Market Analyst for Xunity, thank you so much for joining us today on Forex Fridays to help us get a better read of the week that was and what to expect in the week ahead for the broader FX complex. As always, I wish you and your loves and continued health and safety during these uncertain times. We look forward to next time we can have you back on the show. Meanwhile, have a great weekend ahead of you.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to the next time with you again, JP.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.